Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world, and it's all run with vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission: to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Awesome. What's going on, everyone? Back again today. I told you I would be here twice. Again, you can comment on my long hair. But we are live today, tonight, right now, to talk about associating versus startup, keeping this conversation going, and really trying to hone in on why you would make the decision one way or another. There are benefits to both, obviously, but three of the biggest benefits that we can think of here at the Legendary Chiropractor is that you got team, right? You got marketing, and then you have, commitment and who you're really working for in reality, right? So be sure, if you haven't yet, click that link above. Make sure you're a member of the Legendary Chiropractor to get more great information like this, more great videos, and make sure that, you and I are able to stay in touch, and you're able to stay in touch with the rest of our team as well. We've got a great group of individuals behind the Legendary Chiropractor putting out content for you on a weekly and daily basis to make sure that you're getting the best of the best chiropractic information possible, because in reality, that's what this is all about. And we're here to provide that for you, no matter what you're, if you're associating or you're starting up or you're a chiropractic student, prospective or current, doesn't matter. We want to make sure that you are doing everything you can to really be the best chiropractor that you can be, hands down, right? So number one here is we're going to get going. I'm swinging on a little swing here. So if you see me going back and forth, I apologize. But number one here of the benefits of being an associate or a startup, we're going to talk about those. We're going to break those down right now. So number one is you're part of a team, right? As an associate chiropractor, you're a part of a team. You're able to kind of identify with the practice a little better. With startups, you're creating all of that from your mind, your heart, and your gut, right? Which seems great, right? And it is great if you're able to have the wherewithal, is what I'll call it, and the gusto and the energy and the time to really sit down and start creating something that you love, something that you appreciate, and something that you really want to share with the world, right? So if you're going into startup, we really want to make sure that you know and you are clear on, you know, that not necessarily that you won't have a team at first, but that you have to create that culture, that environment that promotes good teamwork, that wants, that encourages people to hop on your team and be a part of it for a career, not a job, right? And that's something big that Dr. Shaylin Osborne and I talk about in the podcast a lot when she's on. And she's a recent and frequent guest. And we talk all about that because she's like, she's a really keen on CAs and teams and building your own team. And she'll always talk that your CA or office manager, whoever your top dog is pretty much, right? Whoever your top notch employee is, should be in it as a career, not a job, right? This isn't just a quick Indeed thing. This isn't quick, just like a quick, you know, glass door position. This is something and someone who loves chiropractic, who loves what you do in your office and wants to be a part of that entire journey with you and actually promotes everything going on that you are doing within your office, right? So we want to make sure that this is a career for them, that this is not just another hire that, you know, we're going to turn around and not agree with on things at some points and have to fire in a little while, right? This is someone who's in it for 10, 20, you know, 25, 30 years with you along this journey, who knows every move that you make and who knows how you enjoy, you know, the office being run. That's who you're looking for in a CA. And that's what we talk about as a team, right? You're a part of that as an associate. You're a part of that team. And being a part of that team is critical in regards to understanding and identifying with who you are as a chiropractor, right? And really honing in on like, oh yeah, I am this person and I practice this way. And then if you are to start out on your own after associating, or if you are to, you know, stay an associate for however long, say it's a couple of years, then you're able to identify with that team and really, really be a part of it and tap into it, right? And so that's key point number one. Key point number two is the marketing aspect of it. We have talked about the marketing aspect of associating and starting up. SCED is the all-in-one system that allows for amazing control and flexibility of your scheduling. Yes, your next new hire. Every aspect of when and where you service your customers is at your command. SCED is tightly integrated with your existing EHR system. This software was made by a chiropractor specifically for chiropractic. No joke. Go check out their latest care plan feature by heading to go.sced.life/legendarypod. Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag. Every chiropractic clinic needs a compliance program. If you are not sure what that includes or why you need one, let Dr. Robin from RHDC Consulting help you build your chiropractic compliance. If you are ready to get started, head to robin-hale.mykajabi.com and let Dr. Robin guide you to the end result. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. A lot in the past couple days. And in all reality, it's hard to step into a practice that isn't your own, where now you are in charge of the marketing. You are in charge of the internal and external marketing. Now, that's not really the way it should be. And I'm not saying every associate position is like that. But if you have that I guess, knowledge, right? Of like, hey, here, I know how to use Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, etc., right? And you know how to market the practice. That's a huge asset to put on your resume as an associate chiropractor when you're applying, right? And talk to the doctor and be like, hey, how's your digital game, right? Do you have, you know, an ad company running for you? Great. But how's your organic traffic? How are you keeping practice members or people who aren't practice members engaged in what you're doing within the office? Huge component to associating. If you're starting up, you better be good on video. You better be good at making content and making content that's not only valuable content, but also meaningful. And there's a difference. There's a difference between value and meaning, right? Because if there's value, someone can take something from it, right? But if it's meaningful, that means if it's also, I should say, it should be valuable and meaningful. But if it's also meaningful, that means that those people who are identifying with your content, who are watching your content, who are experiencing your content, are not only taking what they should and do want from it, but they're also be able to apply it and see your vulnerability, see your authenticity through the content that you're producing, and then they're able to turn around and go use it, which in at the Legendary Chiropractor, we call that tangible resources, right? We call that tangible content, something that you're able to take and apply to your everyday life, no matter where you're at on the chiropractic journey. No matter if you're a current student, prospective student, recent graduate, or you're a vet doc who's 20, 30, 40 years out in practice, you're able to use that tangible content for everything that it's worth, right? So that's valuable and meaningful content. And I would argue that it's valuable and meaningful marketing as well, right? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? Those are the two, like I said earlier in my video previously, those are the two that I highly recommend everybody be on, because more than half the world is still on both of those platforms. And if you can capture an audience on those platforms, you are bound to see great success in your office in regards to, people coming in for visits or just engaging in your content overall, right? And the last one I want to kind of talk about is, so we have team and marketing. The last one I kind of want to talk about is being a part of not necessarily a team, but it's the commitment behind an associateship and a startup, right? So with the associateship, it's like, okay, yeah, you're committing to something, but it could be short term, which is okay, right? If you know you're going into a startup after that, it's okay to commit to that, but go all in. Right? If you're an associate right now or you're looking to be an associate chiropractor, you have to go all in. You have to go all in on your job. This isn't something that you should just show up to and be like, oh yeah, I'm planning on starting my own practice anyway, so I'm going to just start doing that now and give half of myself and half of my time, energy, and desire to this associateship. That's not going to work out for you, right? That's not going to work out for you, frankly, at all. And if your head doc lets that happen, I would argue there's some disconnect happening there, right? But if it's startup, you got to be 100% committed to that all the time. And if you're not, we frankly end up seeing, I think it's a majority, over 50% of chiropractic offices and even just frankly SBAs, small businesses, fail in the first, 2 years of practice and or opening, right? So if we're seeing those kinds of odds, if we're seeing those kinds of numbers, what are you doing to set yourself apart? What are you truly doing that says, I really want to be the best that I can, but, are you going to be slacking at night? Are you going to be slacking, in the evening and in the mornings when you got to wake up early? Are you going to be like, I really just don't feel like going to the office today? I don't think you have that decision as a startup, right? And I'll be in the startup position in a little bit here in 2021. But my goodness, I could never, ever, ever imagine having the mentality of showing up halfway for starting my own practice in regards to the culture and the environment that I want to create in order to serve my community at like a totally different level than what they're already being served at. So that level of commitment that you need to have as both an associate and a startup are incredible benefits in regards to what you're doing, where you're going, how you're doing it. But again, we go back to the benefits of both associating and both starting up. You have great benefits in both, right? And you have to understand what your benefits are. We're not talking healthcare here. We're not talking about car insurance. We're not talking about cell phone bills. We're not talking about, you know, malpractice insurance being paid. We're not talking about any of those kinds of benefits, right? We're talking about the benefits of being an associate chiropractor and the benefits of starting your own practice, all right? So those are some things that I recommend. Those are some key takeaways. And, you know, frankly, I really, really appreciate this conversation that we've had, especially today, talking about the strengths and the benefits of both associating and starting up. But if you guys want to hear more stuff, like next week, we're going to be dropping more content, again, for students, for chiropractic students. The end of May has been for chiropractic doctors. At the beginning of June here, we're going to be pushing for chiropractic students again. And at the end of June, we're going to be pushing for chiropractic doctors again. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. And if you're finding this valuable, I really hope that you comment on this, like this, love this, do whatever you can to, you know, help me know that what we're providing, what we're doing here at the Legendary Chiropractor is actually helping. Because we make these posts with these quick key takeaways and these quick bullet points to say, hey, look, it's not as hard as some people make it, but it's also, hey, you know, these are some things that you might not have thought about before, right? And that's what this whole entire conversation is about. That's what the whole platform is about. If you haven't signed up to be a free member, student, or doctor for free, please click the link above, thelegendarychiropractor.com-go /go, and sign up to be a free member, right? It's that simple. It's that easy. And it takes 2 seconds to sign up, right? Name, email, phone number, password, and that's it. Boom, bada bing, bada boom. And it's as simple as that. But we bring this content to you to make sure that you do everything you can to be the best chiropractor you can. Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. And we're all about becoming legendary chiropractors together. And in that comes making these posts, giving you these key takeaways, making these videos, and sharing with you what this looks like as, you know, not only I go through it, but we have 7 other students and doctors on our team here at the Legendary Chiropractor that are going through this every single day of their lives. And the other doctor other than myself on the team actually bought a practice. So his startup experience was a little bit different than mine. But I went the associate route. He went by the practice route. And I'm sure we'll have plenty of people on our team go the full startup route or go the associate route. And frankly, either way, it's a win. It's just what you put into it that you get out of it, right? No matter if you go startup, if you go associate, if you go buy a practice, what you put into it, you will get out of it. And that's what I want to end on. I love you guys. I appreciate you. If you find this valuable, please drop a comment below. Let me know. I love coming to you live on these videos. And hopefully this upcoming week, I'll be able to take the Tuesday post and actually go live on Wednesday, and then take the Friday post and actually go live on Saturday. But this week's been crazy busy with training and work and extended hours here and there. But just trying to, you know, absorb it all. Number one, right? But also find time for myself and my family and friends and really start to sink into the everyday life of working, which is weird because after being in school for so long and having a routine and a regimen, it's like, whoa, this is different, right? This is a different experience. But have a great night, you guys. Be safe. Stay safe out there. And try your hardest to, you know, really think about what you want your future to look like, especially my chiropractic students out there. Think about if an associateship sounds good to you. If it doesn't, then think about what startup looks like. Be, as we talked about in the video before this, be a calculated risk taker. And if you're going to go into startup on your own, I highly recommend that you calculate every last dime in regards to finances, but also your time and your energy that it's going to take to do something like that. And if it's not for you right away, I highly recommend going into an associateship for about 12 to 18 months, if not 18 to 24 months, and then coming out the other end and looking to start up your own practice after that, right? Because after you get some guidance, some mentorship, and some coaching from that head chiropractor, and you really learn how to run a practice, you learn how to run a business, and then you go and start up your own practice, you are, I would argue, almost 70%+ better off starting that way and going the associate route and then startup route. You're almost 70% off better doing that, and safer doing that than you are just starting up off on your own, right? But whatever, everyone's different, right? I'm not sitting here saying do this versus this. I'm saying, hey, here's what I'm doing, and here's how it's working for me. It's not for everybody, right? But I just want to come on these live videos and really give you an inside view and perspective of what it looks like, you know, from somebody living this out day in and day out, right? So have a great night, everyone. Love and appreciate you. And we will have two podcasts this week, one on Monday, one on Wednesday, and we're going to rock the roof with those. So I love you guys. Have a great night. Stay safe and stay healthy out there. Peace, and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Bye, guys. Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including but not limited to Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.